Mateo Castellanos watches while a gang of four actors struts around a tiny stage, saluting each other, saluting the wall, the ground, just saluting.
So y'all get that? We're gonna go four measures with that.
Yeah.
Castellanos is directing this show, and at the moment, directing this transition from a series of monologues about childhood to monologues about serving in the Army and the Marines.
So it'll be, I love a man in uniform, I love a man in uniform, I love a man in uniform, I love a man in uniform. Boom, music drops out, and then he sits.
Was that okay, Taylor, that I was like, dude, I can't move in here?
33-year-old Anthony Torres was in the Army and Army Reserves.
Yeah, I love that. That was beautiful. That it's your best work yet. It's really, right? Yes, it's come a long way, dude. Nice.
I'm not used to yelling, Torres says. While some of these guys have writing and spoken word experience, none have done theater before. Torres worked in mental health services in the Army and is studying social work right now. He helped put this project together to help fellow veterans find an outlet.
It's definitely vulnerability, but I think more times than not, when you're able to do that, you end up better for it on the back end.
We're expressing our vulnerable ability.
This is Andrew Cuthbert. He's 28 years old, served in the Marines, and performed spoken word under the name Drew Phoenix.
To actually get up on stage and express ourselves and actually show people that hey, these are my wounds, but they're only scars now. I've moved past that. I've rehabbed myself. I'm in the process.
Now, for all my combat vets out there.
In shorts and a Bruce Lee t-shirt, Cuthbert rehearses a piece he wrote about the three questions he's sick and tired of being asked.
Have you ever served overseas?
Cuthbert did, in Iraq.
Oh my God, how was it?
It was war.
And the third question?
Have you ever killed anybody?
Cuthbert takes a deep breath.
Have I? Hell, I was surrounded.
Surrounded by terrorists with only a knife to protect himself, he says, sarcastically.
So it began. Slash, gash, hook, jab, fighting all 25 of them at once. Backflipped off the wall, catching bullets with my teeth, going nonstop until all 40 lay at my feet. Boom! I was out there.
Like in Cuthbert's piece, one of the show's themes is how the civilian population views veterans. The questionable questions, the expectations, the labels we put on veterans. Director Teo Castellanos helped the actors write the show, telling them to pull from their own experiences and maybe sprinkle it with a little fiction. He says the show's split into three parts.
You know, the childhood, the service, and then post-service, right? Because I wanted the audience to see the human being and not just the soldier.
The show's written by its four actors, all vets. Anthony Torres, Andrew Cuthbert, Hippolito Arriaga, and Alan Miner.
I have been forced to step out of my comfort zone.
Alan Miner says at one point, Castellanos told him just to walk normally on stage. So he's been practicing at home in the mirror.
And a lot of that may be due to the military, because we are told, hold your hand at this angle when you salute, hold your feet at this angle apart, always walk with your left foot first. So you are given that physical structure at all times.
Miner was in the Army from 2006 to 2008 and is studying creative writing now in Daytona. He's actually been driving down to be part of this. He's looking forward to challenging people's assumptions about veterans, as in the very label, veteran.
At the end of the day, that doesn't mean anything. That means that you did a job. Cool. Awesome. And that's what I think this show is really going to be able to express in a very artistic way. Is who are we behind the label? Not we as in me, Andrew, Hippolito, Anthony, but we as in veterans.
The show, Conscience Under Fire, is this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Betsy Hotel on South Beach. Admission is free. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.